And that's what reminds me of the Baltimore Ravens. I see it with Chicago when they're playing at their best, this relentless quality which results in these turnovers. What other teams would you say are in the final top three, four, five? I would imagine
San
New Orleans
Diego.
Is one of them. What else? San Diego.
No, San Diego on that defense. And, you know, they won when Sean Merriman was out. But he, you know, his nickname's Lights Out and all that stuff. But he's an electric guy as well. And you can see where that kind of permeates itself throughout that whole defense. That's a team, too, that flies around a whole lot. You know, on the other side, you know, maybe Philadelphia. And their defense has played much better in the past month. Because even, you know, going back to last year, it wasn't the same Jim Johnson defense that we've been used to when the Eagles were winning division titles. And last year they weren't. They had a bunch of injuries. But I think now you got guys like, you know, Brian Dawkins and Jeremiah Trotter and Lito Shepard, and they like to fly around and they're healthy too. So that's another one right now you put in that bunch.
In your article in USA Today, you talk about Lovie Smith and finishing. We began with Lovie, we'll finish with Lovie. You say that he keeps a blue sport coat that belonged to club founder and coach, the legendary George Papa Bear Halas. Is he going to be keeping a thing called the Vince Lombardi Trophy with him after the season?
Maybe. You know, that's the ultimate goal. And, you know, I asked him about that, and he said he just wanted to have something of, you know, Papa Bear Halas, you know, in his possession. You know, the Bears are still, you know, Virginia McCaskey, Halas' daughter. I mean, it's still in the Halas family, the franchise. And, you know, he's got this coat hanging in his office. I said, hey, Lovie, have you tried the coat on? Have you ever, like, in your own private moments, put that coat on and just kind of, you know, sported it in the mirror? And he started laughing. He says, hey, you know, George Halas was a lot smaller than I was. I couldn't even fit it. But you
even
know,
though he's lost 25 pounds.
Yeah, and even though he's lost 20, that's what I thought. He's like lost 25 pounds. He still can't fit Papa Bear's coat. But, you know, it's a great thing. It just shows his appreciation for the sport, the history, and the franchise. And, you know, he's clearly a guy who, you know, has a lot of things in perspective.